102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Double Shot Thursday. This is two from Aerosmith. It's 8:07, sunny and 38 degrees today. So, yeah, tell these guys a story, and then we do have audio of the teacher speaking about it.
Okay, so there's this teacher in South Carolina, and her name is Leanne Arthur, and she had her cell phone on her desk. In her cell phone were nude photos of herself that she was sending for her husband. Mm-hmm. Okay, she goes out on to do hallway patrol. Kid in the classroom grabs her phone, takes the picture off, sends it to himself or herself because they're not telling you who the kid is yet, and then distributes the picture. Turns around to the teacher and says, "Your day of reckoning is coming." Oof. So what happens? They forced the teacher to resign. Union County career and technology teacher Leanne Arthur said the photo was meant for her husband. She told reporters, quote, "The student who actually took my phone and took the pictures turned around and told me your day of reckoning is coming." Wow. She reportedly said the unnamed student took her phone while she was patrolling a hallway on February 19th. Still, interim superintendent David Eubanks said Arthur should have kept her phone unlocked. See, now to me that's no difference. Like, well, if you don't want to get raped, don't dress slutty.
Yeah.
Right?
She should have kept her phone unlocked.
She should not have kept her phone unlocked.
Yeah, but the photo wasn't on the front of the phone. It wasn't a
right. The kid went
through something.
The kid stole her phone, yeah. Took the picture, sent it, and then distributed it. Right? Gets better.
That's ridiculous.
Quote: "I think we have a right to privacy, but when we take inappropriate information or pictures, we had best make sure it remains private." Eubanks said, and again, he's the interim superintendent. Yeah. He said Arthur could be the teacher.
Yeah.
Ready for this? Could be contributing to the delinquency of a minor, but it's unclear whether the student will face charges.
But the minor contributed to his own delinquency.
Right.
When he went on the phone.
Right. This is the superintendent talking. What a dope.
That sounds so bad. The whole thing sounds backwards.
What a dope.
The teacher talking? She was a little mad.
Arthur claims the school then pressured her to resign. She had taught in Union County for more than a decade. There's a petition out there to get her back into the classroom and everything else. But
wow,
this kid picked up that phone his. Took. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got it.
How do you not bring that kid on charges? And if she's contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and this is considered pornography, which that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
How is he not, by passing it around to other students, not doing the exact same thing?
Here's the teacher.
He opened up my gallery for my pictures, and he found the inappropriate pictures of myself, and he took pictures from his cell phone of that. And then he told the whole class that he would send them to whoever he wanted them. The student who actually took my phone and took pictures turned around and told me, your day of reckoning is coming. This is not my fault. I did not knowingly leave my cell phone sitting on my desk, knowing that I had those pictures on there. The whole premise of my privacy being invaded is being ignored. He's still attending school. He has not missed a single day of school since this has happened. I forgive you. That don't make it any more right. But what's done is done, and I hope you learn your lesson.
Wow.
What lesson did he learn? He learned he could take a phone off a teacher's desk, steal the pictures, send them around to people, and nothing's going to happen. What lesson did the kid learn? How are they not
crucifying? That is so backwards. I feel like I'm missing something.
How are they not taking this superintendent and crucifying him?
Yeah, you feel like there's going to be a follow-up to this. Where's the common sense here? It's totally missing out of the whole thing. All right, 8:11. Sunny and 38 today. It's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
Heading out this morning.
3WBAB. It is an unbelievable story that a kid took a photo out of a teacher's phone that was in her photo thing. It was a naked photo she sent to her husband and passed it around, and she had to resign, and he hasn't gotten punished yet. It happened in South Carolina. It makes no sense.
And what gets me is the superintendent saying that she could be contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Right.
I mean,
that doesn't make
you're too dumb to run anything.
Exactly. Hey, BAB, good morning. What's up?
Are these parents and these teachers and these schools a bunch of pussies?
It's not. I don't think it's the parents or the teacher. I think in this case, it's the superintendent.
When we were kids, if we did something like that, we got our head cracked.
I know. to look at the teacher and knowing what you did and then turn around and say your day of reckoning is coming, like, what kind of, you know?
I'm sorry. That kid deserves his ass handed to him.
That kid, if that was me he did that to or my wife he did that to, that kid would be spending the rest of his life looking over his shoulders.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thanks for the call. That's so true.
I mean, come on.
No punishment? Oh, yeah. Meet some punishment out of my own time. That's horrible. 817. We'll see if there's a follow-up. It seems like some common sense would have to get in there eventually, but so far, none. It's time for the stuff you need to know. Here's Ted.
Sports authorities file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. They plan to...
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 822. I mean, the story of the teacher, right? It seems like there's something missing. She left her phone on her desk, was doing hallway monitoring. A student went in her phone, took a naked photo of her that she had sent to her husband, and sent it out to everybody. She's the one who has to resign. The kid's not in trouble. Ernie's online. Ernie, what do you got?
Anybody ever hear of passwords on their phone?
Yeah, but it's not her fault.
Ernie, it's not her fault. Stop it.
No, but did she leave her phone just laying on a desk, like, and, you know,
yes,
the kids were like, oh, let's see what's on a desk.
Yes.
Let's see what's on a phone.
Yes.
Okay, but...
So is that her fault that they went in her phone?
On your phone?
Is that her fault?
No, I'm just saying, do you have a password on your phone if you leave your phone there and go to the bathroom or something?
I do not.
I never used to until I got my new phone and it's got the thumbprint thing. Yeah. Other than that, I never had a password on my phone.
Yeah, you never had a regular password that shut down after like 5 minutes?
No.
Unlocked your phone? Oh, okay.
I wonder what's on Standin' Roger's phone.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got a picture of Bella on my phone licking my taint. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you don't want that to get out.
Standin' Rog. Real Rog would never say that.
I'll tell you what. It's incredible, these pictures.
Right.
And there's another picture of her eating her own poop.
It's amazing.
Thanks, Standin' Rog.
Are you kidding me?
You know, to Ernie, like, I should feel like I don't think I should have to worry about leaving my phone here. And have Ted Linda come on, take the pictures, and send them around to whatever.
Nice.
You know?
Who would ever do that? 102.3 WBAB, Roger, JP, Double Shot Thursday. AB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 827. We're just talking about the teacher who has now resigned in South Carolina after a kid went in her phone and sent a naked picture of her that she sent to her husband.
According to her, she was forced to resign.
Right, forced to resign. And he sent it out to a whole bunch of people. The kid doesn't seem to have gotten any punishment, but the teacher is forced to resign.
Dude, the kid didn't even get detention. Not suspension, not expulsion. The kid got nothing.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Nothing.
You feel like there's something missing that we should know.
I don't know.
But the story's been out a couple of days and nothing new's been added. My buddy Bob sent the text. He says, I know it seems weird, but she has to have some responsibility. If I left a loaded gun on my bed and closed the door, and your daughter came over and went in a room and killed herself, wouldn't it be my fault for not securing the door? Like the fact she was able to go in the room and I guess not securing the gun as well. I mean, this is a way less serious thing, but does she bear some responsibility for not locking her phone or putting her phone away?
He's comparing apples to oranges. Mm-hmm. If he stole the gun, if he left the loaded gun in his bedroom, mm-hmm. and then your kid comes to my house, goes to the house and steals the gun.
Well, just uses the gun, shoots the gun and kills
it with
themselves.
Everybody. Well, not even killing anybody. This guy stole the picture he's comparing apples to oranges.
Well, he's just saying, how much responsibility do you have for leaving a loaded gun on a bed compared to leaving a phone open and access to whatever's in it?
Is he really comparing
a
nude photo to, you know, enabling a kid to kill himself?
No, he's comparing
a loaded firearm
sitting on a desk out in the open to leaving a gun loaded out in the open, in other words, with something in it, so that something could happen with either one if someone goes into it.
Your friend Bob?
I mean, I see his analogy.
He's an idiot.
This is extreme to make a point.
No, but it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make no sense. You're not even comparing.
Have to agree with it, but I think it's an analogy. I mean, how much responsibility? The kid shouldn't have gone in the bedroom. The kid shouldn't have picked up the gun. The kid shouldn't have fired the trigger. But he shouldn't have left it loaded on the bed. That's what he's saying. The kid shouldn't have picked up her phone and sent out the naked picture of her, but should she have left the phone on her desk?
So the teacher doesn't have an expectation of privacy?
No, I think she does. I understand his argument, but I totally agree with the lady and her phone. There's no way she should be resigning because of this.
To me, the closest comparison is, like I said before, it's when somebody gets raped and they say, well, it's because she dressed provocatively. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing.
Yeah, I look at the phone as somebody going through your wallet or your pocketbook, the same thing. Who would ever go through your phone? You put it on the desk, you don't expect anybody to ever even touch it. It's your phone. It's your stuff. Nobody should touch it. We'll see what happens. I don't know if there's going to be another part of this. It seems like it's over.
I just don't understand how the kid gets nothing.
Lady's forced to resign. Yeah. Crazy story. 8:30. Sunny and 38 today. Ted has the roads.
LIE westbound. Still lots of traffic from Nichols Road.
38.
Yeah. So all for that story about the teacher, I'm going to introduce you to two New Hampshire politicians that should get their faces kicked in for being stupid.
Well, everybody's for kicking in faces of politicians.
Yeah.
Everybody's at that point.
You know.
All right. Talk about that next.
Oh, God, there's idiots everywhere.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, Double Shot 30. Degrees today.
New Hampshire state representatives are suggesting that society may collapse.
Okay.
This is from the Huffington Post.
I'm ready.
A New Hampshire state representatives are suggesting that society may collapse if lawmakers don't make it illegal for women to expose their breasts in public. Ready for this?
Okay.
State representatives Brian Gallagher and Peter Spanos, both Republicans, are co-sponsors of a bill that would slap women with a misdemeanor charge for showing their breasts and nipples with, quote, reckless disregard for those around them. At a public hearing on Monday, they warned that allowing women to go topless at beaches would quickly escalate, and they would soon be bare-chested at public libraries and Little League baseball games.
You can only hope. No, that's not what would happen, though.
Quote, it's a shame that some folks are more concerned with exposing their breasts in public places than they are concerned about how families and children may be. Oh, you might have to parent. Oh, poor you. You take your kid to a beach. A woman is topless at the beach, and you might have to, stop it.
Yeah, I think some people would feel it was inappropriate in some places. At the beach, I don't know. That's probably the most appropriate place.
Going to the beach is not going to, a woman laying, sunbathing topless on the beach is not. I repeat, is not. I could pretty much say with 100% certainty, going to lead to, I should keep my top off and go to my son's Little League game. I'm pretty sure that is not going to happen.
Time out. Stop looking at the bleachers.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's face on the pitcher and the batter.
You know, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be like, you know what? I'm going to leave the beach here and go straight to the library with my tatas out and go get that book I've been wanting to read.
Right.
And it's not going to happen.
No, that wouldn't really work.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it wouldn't be appropriate. They're
but here's
not going
what
to the grocery store.
Here's no, what gets me. One of these two schmucks had the original idea for this statement.
Okay.
He was able to talk the other one into doing it with him.
I mean, I guess you can make your laws about, you know, if women should be or shouldn't be topless.
It's
but
fine.
Isn't it in New York City that women are allowed to go topless?
Yeah, and
but
what
you
happens?
Don't see women topless everywhere.
No.
Just at the Times Square.
Yeah, once in a while.
With body paint or
but
whatever.
But still, what happens? What's the worst case scenario? Your child, your 8-year-old, 9-year-old, whatever it is, sees a topless woman. So what do you have to do now? Explain what boobs are? Explain what breasts are? Yes, so now you have to pay.
And how awesome they are.
How dare you? How dare you make me parent? Because you want to be topless on a beach? F you. I don't want to have to parent.
Yeah, I guess some people find it inappropriate.
Why should I have to teach my kids? Because you want to have. Stop it.
It's 8:45.
And these people are in public office. They've been voted in already.
I know. But don't forget they're up in New Hampshire, New England. Yeah. It's a whole different thing up there.
Granola.
They hardly have beaches. It's time for the roads.
Here's sure that's incorrect. Okay.
Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway northbound at Broadway Exit 9. Got an accident there being worked on. Also here, an accident on 347 in Wisconsin westbound at Lake Avenue.